conversation with me, Darren Copeland, at the NASA North Media Arts Center in South River. To see videos and read more,
হ্যালো, আপনারা WGXC 90.7 FM রেডিও স্টেশন শুনছেন একরা ক্যাটস্কিল হাসন থেকে, শ্রোতা সমর্থিত হ্যানজন রেডিও কলম্বিয়া এবং গ্রিন কাউন্টি।
Early Electromix is a series to document the history of experimental electronic music from the 50s to the 80s. Pioneers who paved the way for what was to become techno, ambient, electronica, and most of what we are listening to. Essential Culture on air every Tuesday from 11 to 12 a.m.
WGXE underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Lee Wijeskoog of Stuyvesant, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXE sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXE.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE news update. Liz Montgomery reports in Porcupine Soup that the formerly trailless 17 mountain peaks in the Catskills now have informal trails, and the Department of Environmental Conservation said on October 5th it will spend $50,000 to, and I quote, promote responsible recreation and sustainable use of the formerly trailless peaks over 3,500 feet in the Catskills, end quote. The money will go to a visitor experience survey and educational signs on the informal trails. The visitor survey begins this weekend, and anyone can also fill out an online survey through November 11th on a link on the WGXE newsroom. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that New York's Office of Cannabis Management began accepting applications from anyone wanting to open a legal cannabis store on October 3rd through March 4th. Previously, New York only took applications from someone who has been convicted of a marijuana-related offense or someone whose parent, spouse, child, legal guardian, or dependent has been convicted of a marijuana-related offense in New York before March 31, 2021. New York has been criticized for a super slow rollout of legal cannabis stores, with only a handful open across the state more than 2 years after legalization and none locally. Tremaine Wright, chair of the New York State Cannabis Control Board, said the expansion, and I quote, marks a huge step forward in making our vision of an equitable and accessible New York cannabis market a reality, end quote. But because of the slow application process, those applying for stores now won't have them open for some time. The Cannabis Control Board has issued 463 conditional cannabis licenses so far, but only 19 retail dispensaries and 4 temporary delivery-only locations have been opened in the state, none closer than Albany. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Lou Posnow reports in New York State of Politics that Governor Kathy Hochul on October 6th boasted about 13,300 new manufacturing jobs added in the state since 2021. Hochul said, and I quote, "New York's manufacturing sector is in the midst of a major renaissance, and we've got the jobs, the businesses, and the investment to prove it," end quote. Nationally, the Labor Department reported on October 6th that the country added 336,000 jobs in September. Unemployment in the United States is near a 50-year low at 3.8%. Locally, the rate is lower in all the Hudson Valley counties. And you can read more about that story in New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXC Weekend Weather Report. The National Weather Service in Albany is forecasting a chance of rain mainly after 2 p.m. today. Otherwise, it will be a mostly cloudy Saturday with a temperature high near 57 degrees and a north wind at around 6 miles an hour becoming south in the afternoon. Tonight, there will be a chance of rain before 8 p.m., then a slight chance of showers between 8 p.m. and 3 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy, with a temperature low of around 44 degrees and a calm wind becoming north at around 5 to 7 miles an hour after midnight. On Sunday, it will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 56 degrees, with a north wind at around 11 miles per hour. And on Sunday night, it will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 47 degrees. And on Monday, it will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 56 degrees. And that is your weekend weather report from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Dan and Mary Udell of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Number 10.
Next, we hear 2023 local music from Aaron Dyer from the band Buke and Gaze. This is a collaboration with Stargaze. The song is called Define.
You in the bag and I-
number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine,
nine, nine. Come and do the Half Moon in Hudson, Baba Commandant.
So,
2023 new music from Hudson-based band Babehoven there. That's songwriter Maya Bon and collaborator Ryan Albert in Babehoven.
Number
7 7 7 7 7 7 7. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Poughkeepsie's Joe McPhee and Binghamton's Chris Corsano on drums, with Steve Swell also performing there. The song is called Ardent Disruptor from the 2023 album Sometimes the Air Is.
Number 6.
Next on the WGXC community radio station, we're going to hear from Gary's Dream, a band based in the Catskills, with a new album out in 2023. The band consists of Aviva Sky on vocals, Shelby Serrano on drums, Wesley Harper on keyboards and synth, and Ryan Serrano on guitar. Here is the band Gary's Dream and their song To the Moon on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Five.
On Thursday, September 28th, Catskill's Reckless Eric performed at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. WGXC regularly has webcasts and broadcasts of shows there, and we have a recording. Here is probably Reckless Eric's most famous song.
Mm-hmm.
number
4 4 4 4 4 4.
Next up, we have 2023 new music from local band Jaded Azurites. That's Columbia County poet Karen Schomer and legendary bassist Mike Watt. Here is the song Songed from their 2023 release, Number 6.
In the blue motel of sleep, on the purple beat, a hand touches a piano key. I dip beneath layers, deep layers of voices. Emerge into a hallway. Closed doors of bedrooms, brass knobs with mechanisms designed to stop me. Rooms with mothers and fathers, sofas, rugs, mantelpieces. The complete Yale Shakespeare, surprising heaviness of small blue books. I whisper to the books, it is fortunate that I touched him in the blue motel of sleep.
Number
3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3.
I have a house in the land to the north, one half of it red gold, the lower half of silver. Its porch is of white bronze, and its threshold copper, and of the wings of white yellow birds is its thatch, I think. Its candlesticks are golden, with a candle of great purity, with a gem of precious stone in the middle of the house. But for myself and the High Queen, none of us are sad. None of us are sad. A household there without old age, with yellow crested hair. Against man or woman.
from the 2023 album Murmurs and Whispers. That was Kopeck's PG6 with I Have a House.
Number
two. Thank you.
2023 new music from Bike, remixed by Minimi Deutsch, the German krautrock band. That's Sante Cabeza on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered community radio.
Number
one.
Never abides anything. guess I'd follow him there.
Dark.